You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
So, currently it's coffee time. So this morning it's Monday. What's the time now? It's about 11:30. What do we discuss on the show this morning?
I can't remember, but at the moment I'm looking at naked gnomes on eBay.
He's currently having a look at some scantily clad gnomes, or not even any clad at all.
Look at that. I mean, she's got them both out.
Wow. Yeah, quite so something. This morning I think we talked about snakes at one point.
Probably not the best time to mention that when you got a naked garden gnome there to snakes.
Enjoy.
Wakey wakey, 5 minutes past six on your Monday morning, and didn't the weekend suck, Jordan?
Did it?
No, I just wanted to be back here.
Same. I did want to do B2. It's Monday, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Every single Monday, we take it in turns to do a shot.
Yep.
Simo, it's unfortunately my turn to do the shot this week. You've prepared something. You haven't told me what it is.
Yeah, it's a party town, so naturally we like to start off the working week just the way you start off your weekend with some shots. There's something special that I got brewing for you.
Yes, I know. You haven't told me what it is, but I think I know what it is.
Oh, yes. Well, you would have spotted it as you cruised past the kitchen.
Well, let's face it. Okay, so that's just confirmed that what I thought what it was, what it is. Literally, you've tried to hide it in the kitchen, but not very well. You've put it half behind the kettle.
I mean, the effort of the... the effort of hiding it.
I mean, literally, there's cupboards there that I never look in. You could have just literally opened one of them and put it in, but...
How are you feeling about the situation?
Look, not thrilled, not gonna lie.
5 seconds of summer, young blood this morning, back to back with Can We Pretend Some Pink as well. Simo and Jordan with you for your Monday.
And Simo, each and every Monday we kickstart the working week by taking in turns to do a shot. You have provided the shot for me this morning. It's normally a health drink.
Yep.
But with a kind of semi-disgusting twist.
It wouldn't be Snow FM breakfast without shots first thing on a Monday morning.
Yes, this week, like I say, you are the one who has provided the shot for me, which means it is my job to stall as much as I can.
Yep, it's not quite...
just slow down things just so we can't get anywhere, and it just delays me doing the shot.
So it's...
So, Simo, I just wanted to have a chat about science and astrophysics.
No, don't do this to me. I'm easily distracted.
So I know, that's my point.
It's not quite...
Look, there's a unicorn out there.
It's not quite tequila. It's not quite fireball. It's not quite anything like that. What we're dealing with is, I discovered through weeks and weeks of knowing you, we actually have this in common, not massive fans of pineapple, which is, I'm sure some people would not be happy about that.
Yeah, I know. It's very much yes or no. No one's on the fence about pineapple.
No.
Very much
you don't put pineapple on anything, right?
And me and you are firmly planted in team no.
Don't touch the pineapple.
Exactly.
So naturally this morning, what we're going to be dealing with in the next 20, I've got some canned pineapple rings.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's not even the pineapple juice that you get out of a carton. So as fresh as a can gets.
What even is that? Is that just water they put in it, which is mixed with the pineapple, or is it something else?
No, it's literally just pineapple juice.
Oh, it's literally just pineapple
juice. Mm-mm-mm-mm. That's what you're dealing with in the next 20. Mashton Kutcher, better me for your Monday morning and Snow FM breakfast is all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. And shots are happening this morning because there's no better way to start off a Monday.
Yes, Simo, each and every Monday we take it in turns to do a shot of a health drink.
Yep.
Which doesn't taste particularly nice.
Yeah, well, actually, that's not a prerequisite. All it has to be is just a shot to start off your week.
Mm.
We want it to give you some benefit, some kind of zest, if you like, to take on the working week.
But we also want entertainment value for the other party, so it genuinely does be something that doesn't taste nice. So, Simo, this morning you have picked out something for me. You've picked out pineapple juice. You know that I can't stand pineapple.
Neither can I.
Never have it on pizza or anything like that.
Yeah.
So what are the health benefits of this pineapple juice?
Well, don't take our word as gospel. Here is a quick search has brought up.
Mm-hmm. Literally Googling health benefits of pineapple juice into Google.
Apparently it's going to energize your body, certain nutrients to stay alert and active.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram claiming it reduces the risk of cancer, so take that with
I mean,
Not a grain of salt, but take that with maybe your pineapple juice.
Not sure if I trust Instagram with scientific research. I mean, stick to photos, and that's about it, Instagram.
So apparently it has fertility perks, if you've got asthma, maybe. But, I mean, this is all just nine pineapple juice facts. Mm. So, I mean, we'll take that with, as you say, a grain of salt.
Well, it should be said as well that you can save me if you want to.
You can play the reversal.
Play the reversal and force Simo to drink the disgusting pineapple juice that he is cruelly forcing me to drink this morning.
The control is in your hands. 6457297 Although you've done some horror ones of recent times.
I don't think they've been horrible ones.
Tomato sauce. What else is there? Soy sauce.
Soy sauce. Oh,
Jordan, you deserve this.
Do I? I think they're entertaining.
All right, shall we put the countdown on?
You did apple cider vinegar like week one. That was not fun.
Again, very healthy.
Yeah, but absolutely terrible.
7 seconds to call to save Jordan from a shot of pineapple juice. Easy as you like.
What's that number again, Simo?
6457297 Jordan's trying to call it.
Would you look at that, Simo? It's ringing.
Yeah, because you're ringing it, Jordan.
Oh, yeah. That is a good point. I was hoping you didn't see me. Does that still count? What are the rules?
No, that doesn't count.
Are you sure?
You can't save yourself. You can't save yourself.
Well,
you need someone else to save you, and it hasn't happened.
Maybe I can save myself.
Countdown is on, Jordan. I'll give you a countdown. Would you like it from five?
Oh, look, what time... Preferably from
5,000. 4, 3.
It smells disgusting.
2, 1. Go for it, Jordan. Get it done. Down the hatch.
Not happy.
Nom nom. How is it?
Sour. Just confirmed why I don't have pineapple on pizza.
That's it. Get those extra fertility benefits. What else was there? Boost your energy.
Instagram or something.
Are you feeling alert and active? Snow FM Breakfast, it's Simo and Jordan just hanging out with you in Snow FM Breakfast. It's thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan.
Hey, no, Simo, Aloe Black's got a new song out at the moment. It's called Brooklyn in the Summer. You probably would have heard it. It goes a bit like this. You feel like Brooklyn in the summer. Quite catchy. Been hiding half a week. And as much as Brooklyn is, I'm sure, very nice in the summer, I mean, I assume it's nice, I've never been.
Mm.
Jindy's pretty nice in the winter too, and I feel they deserve their own song.
Remember we sat in the cold, wait for the ski lift to go. Staying up drinking till 2, the boss doesn't need to know.
Hitchhiked up the hill, looking for a thrill. Hopefully not falling down, can't afford the hospital bills.
Doing food shopping at 5, hoping to get out alive. The view it just goes on for days, might get taken away.
Roads packed everywhere, trying not to swear. Yeah, mate, just blind me with your high beams, why don't you? It's fine.
It feels like candy in the winter, living off instant noodles and tuna. It's so freaking cold, so very extremely cold. My fingertips are gonna get frostbite.
It feels like candy in the winter. Been searching for a park for hours. It is so freezing cold, so intensely cold. I'm going to buy like a shop out of jumpers.
Good morning.
Hey, I was just wondering if you give me a quote on all of your men's jumpers.
Our men's jumpers?
Yes. Oh, hello? Hello? He hung up on me.
Billie Eilish, JB, Justin Bieber, our fourth favourite Canadian bad guy this morning. Snow FM Breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, another bad guy, has gone a bit viral on the social media overnight.
Yep. His name's Stephen Murphy. He's wanted by police overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And they issued a mugshot trying to track him down. So you know how sometimes you see those on like police Facebooks and all kind of business?
Mm-hmm. So appealing for the public to help track this guy down.
Yeah, and... they responded, well, more so he responded to his own wanted poster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you think that ever happened back in the day? Like cowboys, you know, if there was like a wanted poster
of
them?
No, Simo, because they didn't have Facebook back in the day. Like... I've seen the Facebook movie. It was in 2002 it was created, I think.
Okay.
In some university in Harvard.
No, it'd be brilliant if they like made their own like wanted notes underneath their own wanted poster.
What, just drew a self-portrait or something?
Yeah.
And then just
stick figure underneath.
Just snuck into town when no one was around and just slammed it on the wanted poster.
Actually, it's probably, you know, that's where Jordan was here probably like came from. So like your wanted poster's there and then you just write your own name on it.
Fair enough. Anyway, so what's this guy done? So he's posted from his own Facebook. He's still obviously on the run.
He posted back to the cops saying, if you get my name right and don't put the worst picture of me there, when I've been up for 3 days in a cop shop, you might be able to find me. Post this. It's better for you.
Oh, did they get his name wrong as well?
Yeah.
Jeez, amateur hour.
So, like, he's corrected their spelling. He's also given them a better mugshot. I think he's semi, like, one of these Insta-famous type dudes.
Like, I don't know what he's done, but I would be inclined to let him off. If it's something jovial.
Right.
Just for a humour.
I mean, there's other... He also sent them other photos of him with, like, money on his, like, bare chest, like, sprawled out on a bed and stuff like that.
So he's really having a lot of fun, isn't he?
And the police are just like, actually, we really don't want to find you. A fresh play on Snow FM at breakfast. It's all thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissen. Goodbyes there. Post Malone. It is Simo and Jordan right here with you for your Monday.
And Simo, it is time for Turn or Burn. It's one of our competitions that we run here for you to go on the chance of winning a Monster Energy snowboard.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turn or Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
So you can call to play now, 64-572-977. Is it a snowboard trick or is it just a succulent meal? We're about to ask you the important questions.
Now, Simo, we know succulent meals, but we don't necessarily know snowboard tricks, which is why we've got an expert to help us. Simo, what's his name again? Our expert from Germany?
Lars Stiegelbauer? Or
I always ask you.
Hans Strudelbauer, one of the two?
We're not sure. We kind of say it differently every time.
Never can tell. So this morning, we actually have a competitor on the line before we've even given out the idea. So good morning this morning. Who have we got there?
Aiden,
you ready to play Turn or Burn thanks to Monster Energy? Alrighty, mate, do you reckon it is a snowboard trick or is it a meal? What we're dealing with this morning is Miller Flip. What are your thoughts? Is it maybe it's something with egg in it or it could be a snowboard trick? What do you think?
A snowboard trick.
Alright, let's find out for him this morning, Jordan.
Ja, Schnee, Flöcklein, Weiß, Röcklein. Hier ist der Franz Strudelbauer, der Snowboard Champion from the Alps. Miller Flip. Miller Flip. That's the Strudelbauer flipping over Ammergau. It's cool, yeah?
That is, in fact, a snowboard trick. Well done. Nice work.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are into the draw for that snowboarder's ultimate package thanks to Monster Energy. Hold the line and we're going to, we'll dish you a couple of cans of Monster as well. It's Peace of Your Heart, Snow FM, Breakfast This Morning, Medusa and Good Boys. Kygo, Whitney Houston, Higher Love this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan Wrighty with you for your Monday, that first day of the week.
Can't wait to have a chat to your Omar. That's coming up in the next 10 minutes, Simo. But before that, what's this you want to talk about? Theme parks.
Disneyland.
Did your Omar ever take you to a theme park when you were a young whippersnapper?
Omar didn't, but my parents did. But first and foremost, this is doing the rounds on social media, being retweeted, reposted, etc.
Uh-huh.
Over, what are we dealing with? I reckon it's over like 15,000 times or something. A woman has taken social media to say, it pisses me off to no end when I see childless couples at Disney World. Disney World is for children. People without children need to be banned. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the lines.
Okay. Not interesting.
I mean, the temperature is also quite hot, so, you know, over there. So tension's running high, blood's boiling a little bit.
Look, so this is the big Disneyland in LA.
Correct.
I assume they're talking about in Anaheim. Yep. I did go there when I was really young.
Really?
I was 10.
Okay.
And one thing that I do remember is the queues were unbelievable.
All right.
Like, each ride was about an hour or so to get on. They've got these fast pass things, which you can get, which means the queue's only half an hour.
Mm.
But still, it's like a half an hour queue for a 5 minute at max ride, and then you get off and go to another queue. Like, I think we only did, like, 5 or 6 rides all day just because we spent a lot of time queuing. So I can understand the queuing does get annoying, but as an adult that doesn't have children and someone who enjoys going to theme parks, I say no to this.
Because
I still want to go to theme parks.
Nothing says happiest place on earth like more screaming kids. Like, she wants more of them. But I kind of get where she's coming from, because I was an absolute menace as a young person in one of these places, Movie World, right?
Yeah.
They had a stage show where there was, like, Police Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, motorcycles and stuff that they were doing tricks and what have you. There was a helicopter that would explode, spoiler alert, and also...
I was about to go watch that show.
One of the stuntmen would start the show in the audience in a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, so he looked like a punter?
Yeah, and then they'd, like, you know, shoot him out of a cannon and stuff like that.
Ah.
So I went to this in the morning. I would have been about 6 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Anyway.
You still would have probably looked the same as you do now.
Blew my mind. Could not deal. Mm-hmm. Dad took me back that afternoon, and little Simo was trying to tell everyone that, like, things are about to go down. Like,
so little Simo was essentially ruining it for people.
For everyone that was there. So
people that have queued up for hours to see this show.
Yep.
Gone to, what one was it?
It was Police Academy, so I don't think it's running anymore. But, you know, there was the plant there as well, the stunt guy in the Hawaiian shirt. I went up to him and I was telling him, like, you got to go. You got to go. They're going to shoot you from a cannon. And then during the show,
what did the stunt guy say? Did you just go, yeah, like, mate, that's my job?
He was like, get lost, kid. Like, like, stop talking to me. The other one was like, when the helicopter's about to explode, I was like hiding under the plastic seats. Mm. I was like, get down, get down, get down. The helicopter's going to explode.
Remind me never to go see like a movie or a show you've ever seen before with you.
The ultimate spoiler alert. I got you. Don't worry. I know the ending.
You're ruining it.
I know how it's going to end. The helicopter's going to explode. And Oma Idol right now, thanks to Mountain Munchies. Good morning, Oma. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, boy?
Oh, we're both very well. Thank you, Oma. Hey, we're just having a bit of a discussion in the ad break there. Oma, I didn't realise you were such a fan of cricket.
Oh, yes. I love to watch the cricket teams playing with the batting and the bowling. It's so much interesting for me.
Have you ever played, Oma? What type of bowler? Would you be a fast bowler or a spinner?
Oh, no. I would be the wicketkeeper, I think. Catching all the balls coming towards me and me just making sure that everybody is having fun.
Oh, I would have pegged you down as a slow left-arm Chinaman, but there we go. You never know.
No.
Well, she's not the keeper of cricket balls this morning. She is the keeper of some lyrics she's been practicing throughout the weekend. So if you know what Oma is singing this morning, you can score yourself a voucher to Mountain Munchies. Oma, have you got the lyrics prepared?
Oh, yes, for one of Oma's favourite songs.
Ah, okay.
See if you know what it is. Oma, take it away this morning. I know you're really keen for this one. Go for it.
The hills are alive with the sound of the music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears.
Oma!
Fantastic, woo. Oma!
Oh, how are the...
They don't play it on the radio near enough, but it's Oma's favourite.
Well, you're high up in the heavens there this morning. It is Oma Idol. It's all thanks to Mountain Munchies. Call now 64572977 if you are familiar with those lyrics. Take it away, Oma, and thank you very much for joining us for Monday morning.
The hills are alive with the sound of the music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My voice!
How good was she this morning? Thank you, Oma.
She said she too young, don't want no man.
Tiësto, Gekko, Jackie Chan, Post Malone was the lyrical genius on that one. It is Snow FM at breakfast, 5 to 8. And Omar Idol happening at the moment, Jordan.
Yeah, so is our Simo. She is our lyrical genius. She's just sung very beautifully some lyrics, and you have to try and guess which ones they are. I believe we've got a caller on the line. I think it's Darren.
Good morning. How are you, Darren?
Good. How's yourself?
We are going well. You went for a bit of a stroll over the weekend?
Yes.
What'd you get up to?
I just went down, looked at the markets, and done some more cleaning around the house.
Ah, beautiful. Nice. He managed to get out and about, almost like, you know, breathe in maybe not Swiss air, but something a little bit like that. This morning, the lyrics that Omar was singing included "The hills fill my heart," "My heart wants to sing." Are you familiar with it, Darren, with what she was singing this morning?
Yes, I've seen the movie.
Oh, yes.
A number of times.
Oh, yes.
What was it this morning, Darren?
The Sound of Music.
Oh, yes. Congratulations, Darren.
Beautiful,
well done,
Darren.
Hey, Darren, are you a fan of musicals?
Yeah,
fair enough.
What is my favourite part of that entire musical is how the kids get to make their pyjamas out of curtains.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I shock you?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
So the reason that we have been Googling gnomes is...
Oh, no, are we going to let this... No, let's just keep the cat in the bag for now.
Okay, there might be gnomes to do with the show.
Maybe. Depends on how expensive they are.
We got reggae from Mountain Watch on tomorrow, so we'll catch you then.
We'll see you then.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.